Did you ever hear it called a goozle?
Google?
Google.
Google, yeah. Google, that's your Google, yeah.
Okay.
Because it googles when sometimes when you get kind of swallowed.
Okay.
It googles, makes the googling noise.
Okay, this is one.
That's your tooth
and
there.
Two.
It's your teeth.
And up here you have, above the teeth.
You have your gums.
And what part, this is what part of my hand right here?
That's the palm of your hand.
And I make a...
You close it up and that's your fist.
And make two.
Two fists.
And wrists, elbows, and shoulders, all of these places are called your...
Your arm.
Or you get pains in the...
Pains in your arm or your wrist or your... Pains in your wrist, that'd be your wrist.
Yeah. Would you ever call it joints?
If it's in the joint, yeah, in the joint where your arms are linked together, that would be in the joint.
Okay. And what's this called right here?
That's your chest.
And up here are your...
Shoulders.
And this is one...
Your collarbone up there.
Yeah, and this is a...
That's your right arm.
And right this part
right
here.
Right wrist.
About
your wrist. That's your hand.
And two.
Your hands.
Okay, and this is a...
That's your part of your leg.
All right, and at the bottom of the leg
is your foot.
And you have two
toes.
Two
feet.
All right, and if you get kicked right here, you say you get
on
kicked.
On the shin.
Okay, and you mentioned before when you get down in the back, sitting down in the back of your leg here.
You take a cramp in the legs.
Uh-huh, well you're sitting down there. You're
sitting
like
down on your haunches.
Yeah, working out in the field or something.
Yeah, sitting on your haunches and...
If someone doesn't look well, you might say, been
under the weather.
Yeah, and say, he looks awfully, you know, he looks...
Yeah, so you look down in the mouth.
Okay, would you ever use something like peaked or puny?
Yeah, if you look kind of peaked or puny, we'll say, you're really under the weather. You look peaked or puny.
Okay.
If you're not looking, if you're dark under the eyes. And
if you talk about someone being stout, what would that mean? You talk about a man being stout.
Well, he was, he had a good chest on him and a good stomach, looked like he's well fed. And
I see. It wouldn't necessarily mean he was fat, though, or
No.
Would it have anything to do with strength?
Yep, he looked like he should be. He should be very stout, too, if he has a good chest on him, a good stomach, and looks like he's eating well. He should be pretty strong.
Okay. What about good-natured?
Well, that's when a person is good-tempered there, don't fly off at everything you say, and can take a joke pretty well, and laughs back at most things.
All right. And if someone looks like he's unable to do things very well because, like a teenager, you know, you might say he's awfully awkward or gangling or gormy or...
Kind of frustrated, or...
All right. And what might you say to someone who always seems to do everything wrong? You'd say, why that?
Yeah, let's see, everything wrong.
He just can't get anything right, you know. He'd say, oh, he's just that old. You know, something like a dunderhead or a leatherhead or a fool or a
lummox
or a goof or a...
He's kind of a dumbbell.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. And if someone holds on to what he has, doesn't
he's a tightwad.
All right. And if what does the word common mean? You're talking about a person, you know, saying that person is common.
Well, that's he's pretty like there's a lot of people in the same boat. They're all about alike. He's about like the majority of us. He's just common. He's not. He doesn't have the education that some folks have or the training and everything, but he's just common like most of us. We're most of us just common people, good common people.
And if someone, an older person, gets around a lot, you'd say, she's really very...
We're just spry for age.
Okay. Now, would you use spry for a younger person or...
Yeah, that could apply to them too. They're pretty spry. They really step out.
Okay.